this is an exciting call, Keith. Keith and I were worried that it was just going to be us this morning. Yeah,
we didn't know what was going to happen today.
But we're glad that you're here, David.
Well, I'm glad I'm with you guys, too, on Christmas week. You know, of course, it's going to be a little bit of a slow week in the market, but I'm still heated up with lots of appointments, some year-end stuff happening. As Keith knows, this is not...
You got appointments and it's not me?
I'm hoping this satisfies our call for today, Keith.
Did we have the Santa rally? We had a pretty good day last week.
You know, what's interesting is last Wednesday when I called in, Glass asked, where was Santa? And I said, you know, Santa hasn't shown up yet. By the time I did the radio show on Thursday night, Santa had started to arrive, and by Friday he had brought all the packages. You know, we actually saw a 736-point jump from Wednesday through Friday. Now, that basically brought us back from the 890-point slide we saw 6 days prior. So, you know, it was Santa Claus did arrive. It's a pretty strong rally here in the end of the year.
Now, I don't know what the technical term is for Wall Street types, but I hear you guys talk about it. You and Rod, it's the rookies are the ones that are left now. The pros are down in Florida or on a vacation, so we shouldn't expect too much to happen market-wise until after the first of the year.
Yeah, last week was actually a big week for senior traders, and much of the rally was fueled by their last-minute buying because at the end of the year, they have to measure up against the indexes, and if they performed under the indexes, then it's likely they will not receive a bonus, and if they perform better, then they will. So a lot of this money was being put to work last week trying to get in on this rally. Now this week, the bond trading has pretty much stopped as of Friday. The senior traders will be out most of this week, and right now it's just pretty much holding down the fort until the end of the year. Now that is really teeing us up for a big worry again that 2015 won't be a good year for the market. But, you know, every year I go back and look at January predictions, and it's always interesting because stock people are stock people. They're always glass half full people. Mm-hmm. Bond people are bond people, which means glass half empty people. But you go back last year and the consensus was a market, they would perform somewhere between 6 and 8%. Well, right now we're starting to see those same folks come out again and say, oh, probably somewhere between 6 and 8%. So, you know, no one ever really knows how the year's going to unfold.
What's the year going to be like in review then?
Well, it's going to be a year of interesting events. Obviously, oil has been the story of the year. Back in May, it was up over $100 a barrel. Now it's in the low 50s. And I think that's going to be the biggest worry going into 2015 is oil prices so low, how does it affect all of the emerging economies? I mean, Russia, Brazil, Mexico, Turkey, Indonesia, I mean, you name it, Venezuela, they all really depend on oil. Everyone knows Saudi Arabia. That's the big dog out there, and they can survive this stuff. But the smaller countries may have difficulties paying their debts. You know, right now, Venezuela's bonds, as an example, are pricing 40 cents on the dollar because they don't know if they'll have the revenues to pay their debt. So that's going to be the big talk going into 2015.
Because of Kroger's, got gas in Indianapolis Saturday night for $2.09.
Yeah. I was down in Louisville yesterday doing the Lights Under Louisville, which is pretty cool. They have this big cavern that you can pay $20 a carload and drive through. It was neat, and I paid $2.13 for gas down there. But, you know, this time of year, Keith, Christmas parties and gifts, so I bought all of the gift cards at Kroger and had a dollar off gas, and I took a picture of it. I was pouring it in my tank for $1.28.
That's where you line up your wife. You get the gas cans out of the garage, just get everyone in there. Max,
you know, I asked her, Dave, if she would be willing to do that, and she said she was too busy. So I thought we could really milk this.
We are never too busy to save a dollar a gallon on gas. You next time, call me. I'll come over there.
I'll get right behind you,
and we'll fill it up.
We'll fill it all.
I like it.
So what do you say to people at this point about investing, about the market, about anything that they ought to be aware of before the end of the year?
You know, if you have cash in the market, just stay in the market. But this is a good time to do rebalancing. And I know it's the most counterintuitive thing that we do as investors, and that is to sell something that's doing really well and buy something that maybe hasn't performed so well. But that's the right thing to do. And as you look at the market, yeah, the market has done great, but it's mostly been the big boys, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. If you slide down the capital stack and get into the more small and mid-cap areas, they haven't performed quite as well. So we've been talking about changing your cap exposure. So if you're looking at your 401k and you're looking at what did so well, remember it did well. It's not going to do well. Look at some of those funds that maybe did not perform quite so well rebalance towards those, and I think you'll be happy you did.
We can't blame everything on low gas prices, though, and I hear a lot about, you know, this is going down, the oil fields in South Dakota, the fracking here, and all of those other things. It's not all because of lower gas prices, is it?
You mean as far as the stock market?
The overall economy, yeah.
Well, I mean, right now it seems to be driven. Most people believe that the stock market and the economy are the same, and they're not. I mean, the market is an animal of its own. It sort of indicates what they think is going to happen down the road. And right now, the three biggies, employment, stock prices, and gas prices are all moving in the right direction, which gives consumers confidence. The sentiment's good. And in an economy like ours, where 70% of GDP is based on consumer spending, you need people to feel good and have money in their pockets. So that's all good. The economy, I think you're going to have to look at oil at number one, and I would say the central banks number two. You know, the Fed is going to continue to be accommodative. We do not see any inflation in the market. I will tell you this. I went to Kroger, Keith, to buy my big rib roast that I'm going to put on my green egg over mm-hmm. the holidays. It was 11 pounds, and it cost me $107.
But so, $9.90-something a pound.
You know what? And that was with my Kroger discount card.
Oh, goodness.
$12 if I would have paid full price. I'm not sure about that whole thing.
I've been watching those prices.
Yeah. It's. Last night I'm flipping through some of the things because my wife is going to go shopping for Christmas Day food, and I'm throwing out flyers. And I said, could you go buy Marsh? They have. And she says, don't give me any more jobs.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving my wife. I shopped for her on Saturday. It was terrific. I took off my own early in the morning, went to Indianapolis to the fashion mall. By the way, gentlemen, do not go to the fashion mall. That's a piece of advice from a financial guy. You'll leave with no money.
That's my wife's second home, David, and we know that. And especially on the Saturday before Christmas, you are a brave, brave man.
Well, I was there before the doors even opened and snuck into the Louis Vuitton store and looked around, and my goodness gracious, folks, just stay away. That's the best advice Dave Pillar and I can give you this morning.
Amen.
David, what disturbs me most is you can pronounce all those names.
Oh, we know, Keith. Trust us. We know.
So, David, what time should I be there for dinner?
Well, you know what? We're going to have a couple of opportunities, Keith.
There is an admission, though, now, I think is what it sounds
like. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, for the rib roast, it's actually a bunch of our friends that when our kids have all grown up together, we vacation together. We call it our friends' Christmas. That's Christmas Eve.
Oh, great.
And we're getting together, and that's where the rib roast is going to be devoured.
Do you have any special Christmas customs in your family?
You know, we do. My dad always has my son, Will, bake the Jesus birthday cake, and we sing happy birthday to Jesus at my dad's house, and that's always a family tradition. My dad reads the Christmas story, so it's that's probably the number one thing. Everything else, well, we had Christmas for my mom's side of the family on Saturday night, and we always play games and get out of control and argue, so that was a good family tradition. I was thrown out of my sister-in-law's house. I hope that she forgives me for adding to the fuel that was the chaos of the Hayes Christmas. She said you can't control the Hayes family once they all get together. But it's so much fun. We look forward to it every year. It's kind of a running joke.
Yeah, the custom we had in our house is we always open presents on Christmas Eve at 8 o'clock.
There you go.
Never on Christmas Day. It was always Christmas Eve.
We always tried to get talked into opening gifts on Christmas Eve, but the answer was always no.
Hey, David, great job this year with your money, as always. And a reminder to everybody out there, WGCLRadio.com. You can go there and check out all of this past year's episodes of Your Money with David Hayes. And, again, congratulations. I've really enjoyed it. Learned quite a bit.
Thank you, guys. And I'm not going to be on the radio station live on Thursday night. Of course, that's Christmas Day. But I will be in the studio live on Saturday morning.
Really? Okay.
Yes,
fantastic.
Which will then replay on Thursday night, which is New Year's Day.
Oh, great.
All right.
Guys, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Hey, and Dave, before we let you go, as the person that you are in the business you're in, is the glass half empty or half full?
You know, I'm kind of in the middle. I'm always like a realist. It's half full.
Half full. I
like
there
it. You go. David, have a great holiday to you and your family.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take
thank
care.
You.
Appreciate it. Bye.
All right.